Sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Now, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Paak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the devotees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Aashiqan e Rasool, have always held the belief, the Aqeedah, that when we recite Durood e Paak with love and affection, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears our Durood as Salaam. Listen to this hadith e Mubarak. Send Salat upon me wherever you are, for your Salat reaches me. That is the hadith of Mubarakah. So whenever you have the opportunity, recite Durood e Paak, and also know that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the powers that Allah azza wa jal has blessed the beloved Habib with, knows that my ummati is reading Durood o Salaam upon me. Just a very short point there. A lot of people might think, you know, how can Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara hear us from here? Well, there are many, many examples that the scholars give. Now, 50 years, 100 years ago, if somebody doubted that, you'd say, well, he hasn't quite got the intellect to comprehend how this can happen. But in today's day and age, if somebody denies this, it's foolish. Because I can pick up my phone right now, I can dial somebody in Madinatul Munawwara, and they can hear me and I can hear them, just because of a little chip in the phone. So if Allah Azza wa Jal blesses his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can hear the durood wa salam of all his ummatis, no matter where they are in the world. So is yakin ke saath padhe ki I am reciting durood e paak and my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening to that durood e paak, and the scholars write that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you present your salams, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies as well. And if on one occasion you recite Durood as Salaam and you get a reply from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, life doesn't get any better than that. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start, we need to make some intentions, because the best of deeds is a sincere intention. And I always say this, that sometimes there could be two people sat next to each other doing the same thing, but one will be getting much more reward than the other. They're doing exactly the same thing. The only difference is the intentions they've made. So you've come here today, I've come to the ijtima, good intention. If you sat here thinking, I'm going to listen to the knowledge of deen, I'm going to try and remember it, I'm going to try and pass it on, you will get more reward. If you sit here and think, you know, if space gets tight, I'm going to make room for others. If afterwards I'm going to meet my brothers with a smile, that is a sadaqah, and I'm going to kind of greet people and be nice to them, I'm going to take this knowledge and go back and pass it on to my children, my family. Alhamdulillah, can you imagine all the sawab that you're getting for each? You haven't done the deed. All you've done is made the intention. We're very unique. You can sit there and just think good, and you could walk away with a sack of good deeds. And there's the old proverb that good thoughts are good fruit. Bad thoughts are bad fruit. And a man is his own gardener. Your thoughts are in your possession. You can think there, sit there and think of good things, or you can think of the wrong things. But the good things will bring goodness to you and bring great reward. So niyat kar le, inshallah, we're going to sit attentively and listen to the knowledge of deen. Now today's bayan is very unique, because it changes a fundamental misconception that we have generally as Muslims as our communities, as our society. Because the general thought is, okay, if you do good deeds in this world, you will receive reward in the hereafter. And we often say that as well. You know, think about the accountability of the day of judgment. Think about the punishment in the grave, and you need to do good deeds. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not the full picture. What I want you to do is listen to this very carefully, because the topic today is a life-changing one. Hazrat Yahya Ismail narrates that I had an elder sister, and she fell ill, and because of the illness, she started to develop mental illness as well. So she would stay in her room, and for 10 years she was isolated because she was ill and because mentally she wasn't quite right. So she was there at one corner of the house. One night I heard a knock at the door. I said, "Who is it?" And she said, "It's me." I opened the door thinking, my sister, she doesn't come out of the room, she's ill. How has she managed to come to my door? So I opened the door and she's there. She enters the room, she seems fine, physically fine, emotionally, mentally fine. So I say, "Well, how has your hardship been removed?" And she said that I had a dream in which somebody said to me that due to the good deeds of your grandfather, Allah protected your father Ismail, and due to your father Ismail, Allah protected you as well. Your father and grandfather had great love for the Shaykhain, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, so both sought help in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and interceded for you for the difficulties you were going through. Now, you have a choice. In the dream, she says, I was given a choice. And the choice was this: you can be patient and have Jannah, or you can be cured. She says that at that time, an inspiration from Allah Azza wa Jal, I said, it's Jannah I desire, it's paradise I desire, but I also have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is unlimited. So what I want is I want Jannah as well, but I want a cure as well. Look at the way she expressed it. The person in the dream said, your father and grandfather had great love for the companions of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and because of this, Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you Jannah and also granted you cure as well. Look at the way that she put it. A lot of the time, we're not able to, you know, express ourselves. When we're in a business meeting or something, we can express ourselves very well. But when we're in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we can't ask and supplicate in the way we should. Guys, some people for centuries, people have changed destinies with dua because they've asked in a particular way. Looking at this beautiful narration, the scholars write a lot of very interesting things. Why was this sister cured? It was the good deeds of her grandfather and possibly her father. Not her deeds, but those of the grandparents. Now I'm going to give you a hadith mubarakah, and honestly, if you wrote it in gold, it wouldn't be enough. Because for your entire life, this hadith mubarakah can be a guide. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, righteousness does not expire, sin is not forgotten, and he who recompenses, i.e. Allah Azza wa Jal, does not die. So be as you wish. You will be treated according to your acts. That's a very, very important hadith mubarakah. And I want you to look at the words very carefully and engrave it on your hearts. The first thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is al-birru la yabla. Righteousness does not expire. If you do a good deed, it doesn't go to waste. The angels write it down. Allah Azza wa Jal knows. And when you do a good deed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, ever all the world can refuse it. But Allah Azza wa Jal knows it. And it does not go to waste. It does not expire. First part of the hadith mubarak. Then next. Wal ismu la yunsa. And sin is not forgotten. Today we commit sin, and after a few hours we forget. And if we do it in front of somebody, after a few days they may forget. But in the book of deeds, it's going to be there. And in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be held accountable. And another thing to remember is this, that good deeds don't come easy. You have to work for them. Mehnat karni padti, you have to try. You have to put in effort. You have to sacrifice. Whereas sins come easy. And with them, what attracts us to them is this desire, this nafs. You get a bit of pleasure out of it. Now what the scholars write is something beautiful. They say that this pleasure will only last for maybe a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. It's gone. But these angels have written it down now. And it's going to remain there till the day of judgment. That pleasure disappeared, but you will be questioned in your grave. That pleasure went very quickly, but you will be stood in front of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal and will have to answer for that sin on the day of judgment. But now look at the reverse side. You had to work hard. You had to sacrifice for a good deed. That sacrifice, no doubt, took energy and effort and patience and perseverance. Yes? But it lasted a short time. Waqt guzr gaya, the time passed. You got through the hardship. Now you're in ease. But the angels have written the hardship down. Said, Ya Allah, this person toiled for your sake, in your love, in your fear. He worked hard. He sacrificed. That will remain written there. And it will come to help you in your grave. And on the day of judgment, it will make you stand proud. Now both had, you know, that momentary pleasure or displeasure, the momentary difficulties. But one will eternally give you good, and the other will embarrass you in this world and the hereafter. This is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, sin is not forgotten. Then the third, وَالدَّيَّانُ لَا يَمُوتُ, and he who recompenses, i.e. Allah Azza wa Jal, does not die. It's not like Allah Azza wa Jal will forget, na'uzu billah, or Allah's, your deeds are in the court of the Creator who has existed forever and will exist forever and knows every minute detail and everything about you, even things you don't know about yourself. And there's a lot we don't know about. I mean, I don't know how my body works, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has created it. I don't know how my mind works. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what I'm going to do and my thoughts before I even analyze them. That's the court that we're dealing with. Then Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is very crucial, because we are slaves of the system we're in. فَكُنْ كَمَا شِئْتَ, so be as you wish. Your choice. Don't be drawn in by it. If you commit a sin, I'm sorry, you know, we're not here to pull punches. It's your fault. If you miss out on good deeds, it's your loss. You have missed out. You are in control. Allah Azza wa Jal has given you that power. That's the whole purpose of creation. You know that knowledge that was offered to the mountains and the earth and the sky that insan, man took? That was that free will. You can turn away from Allah Azza wa Jalla, na'uzu billah. Won't make one iota worth of difference to the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If the entire world, right now 8.67 billion people, refused to accept a creator and refused to accept Allah Azza wa Jalla, it would not make one iota worth of difference to the kibriyai, to the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if all 8.7 billion fell down in prostration in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it would still not change His greatness by one iota. So be as you wish. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows everything. And this you hear in every Jummah. This you need to really learn and take away with you today. Those are very precious words, because you will be treated according to the way you act. What you do in this world will come back to you. This is not me saying it. This is the best of creation, the last and final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that your actions have consequences in this world. And that is what I want to talk about today. It is very, very important that we grasp this concept. Because I've got no difficulties with our elders telling us that, you know, in the hereafter, if you do wrong in this world, you will be the grip of the punishment of hell. Yes. In the grave, you will be questioned and you will be tormented. Yes. But the one thing that we often miss is that if you do wrong in this world, you will be punished in this world. But if you do good in this world, then you will be rewarded in this world. This is the important concept. Deeds never expire. As for the reward for good deeds, we can't even imagine it. The glorious Quran says this, and certainly the reward of the hereafter is greater. Now, when one looks at that, greater than what? Allah Azza wa Jal says, actually greater than the reward I'm going to give you in this world. Do you understand that? So when you do a good deed, you get a reward in this world. Allah Azza wa Jal says, the reward of the hereafter is greater. But don't think that there's no reward in this world. There is a direct connection between your good deeds and the life you live. And a direct connection between the sins you commit and the problems you encounter. And that's what the scholars say. So worldly deeds benefit you in this world. Now, verse 30, Surah Nahl, Allah Azza wa Jal says, for those who did good deeds in this world, there is goodness. And undoubtedly, the abode of the hereafter is the best. So again, emphasis. And what the scholars write, Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Mufti Sahib writes this, those who believed and did good deeds, they will receive its good reward in this world as well. Somebody's arguing about, so it's not a case, no doubt Allah has promised Jannat and all the pleasures of Jannat and the palaces and everything else. Allah's beloved Habib has told us that you work hard in this world, your grave will be a garden of paradise before the day of judgment. All of that is there. But today, I want to focus on what Mufti Sahib says here. And he says, those who believed and did good deeds, they will receive its good reward in this world as well. That is very important. In another verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and whosoever does righteous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim, then we shall most certainly grant him a pure life. Now here the scholars write is very important. In the other ayats, it was implied. But here, this ayah Mubarakah is explicit. It is very clear that if you want a life of peace, you want a life of virtue, you want a life of tranquility, you want an easy life, then there is only one solution to that. And that is obedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is doing good deeds. When you do good deeds, they come with great blessings in this world. And what the scholars write is this, that whenever you get an opportunity, today when we see an investment opportunity, we don't let it go to waste, making good deeds, tell him, we'll do it afterwards. No. The pious people, they didn't bother about the worldly things. They concentrated on any opportunity that they got to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And the scholars write that if you do this, if you adopt this mindset, then if you do good deeds in this world, Allah Ta'ala will grant you a life full of halal sustenance, piety, spirituality, purity, peace, tranquility, Jain or Sukoon, these treasures that we look for in houses and cars and children and money, they're not there. It is in doing good deeds. Hassan Rahmatullah Alayhi said, good deeds not only get you great reward, but listen to this, they give you bodily strength as well. The barakat is so much that they give you good health. They enlighten your heart. They open up your heart to the noor of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they give you a keenness of vision. You start to see through the fake world. And on the other side, bad deeds, they cause you physical ailments. They cause you diseases. You know, if you're stricken by a disease, think. Our pious predecessors, they used to think, what sin have I committed? Ya Allah, please forgive me. Why am I ill? Today, we don't think like that. They say bad deeds cause physical weakness. Bad deeds cause a dark heart. And bad deeds cause a loss of vision. And I'm not talking about this vision of, you know, you seeing people. I'm talking about the vision of the heart and seeing the reality of this life. This is why we need to start to think differently. There was a very renowned scholar, Abu Tayyib Tabari Rahmatullahi, and he lived for more than 100 years doing the work of deen. And even at the age of 100, the scholars write that he was physically and mentally healthy. So somebody asked him, what is the secret to this health? You know, and we often think, do you go to the gym? Do you do this? Do you eat well? What do you do? What's your diet? Listen to the answer. In my youth, I protected my physical abilities from sin. Due to this, although I'm old today, Allah Azza wa Jal has preserved my strength of youth. Jawani mein, I obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal. I stayed away from the wrong things. I spent my life in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, trying to please the Creator. So in my old age, the Creator has blessed me with health. When I was healthy and I could go out and do the wrong things, I said, no, I'm not doing them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And today, Allah Azza wa Jal said, this man sacrificed his youth for me. I'm going to give him good health in old age. Think about it. Worldly benefits. Now, there are many, many worldly benefits and experiences that you can gain just by doing good deeds. And one other thing, you will be tested by hardships, trials, tribulations in life. That's part of life. If you think that you're not going to be tested, the Quran says it. That's why we were created. We were created to be tested. But how do we respond to that test? And how can we ease the difficulties? I mean, every one of us here have been through tests. There's no doubt about it. But how can we ease those pains and the difficulties we encounter when a calamity hits? You know what the scholars write? They say, do good deeds. Because those good deeds will come back to help you in your time of difficulty. The Quran says, whoever fears Allah, He will make his matter easy for him. The Quran is saying, you fear Allah Azza wa Jal. You have taqwa in your heart. You stay away from sin. Allah is watching. You stay away from sin. You protect your eyes when you're out there. You know, this is the time to test your iman. Allah Azza wa Jal will deal with all your problems. All you've got to do is be obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and do good deeds. And then the glorious Quran says, and whosoever fears Allah, He will create a way out from him. A way out. You have a difficulty, you have financial problems, you have other problems. Just carry on doing good deeds and Allah Azza wa Jal will create a way out for you. The most difficult of situations, sometimes we get into situations, we think, there's no answer to this one. Nobody can help me. Allah Azza wa Jal can help you. But the shart is that your life is pure. If you live a life of sin, you live a life disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, you don't know where your salah is, you don't know where your Quran is, you don't know where your Durood e Paak is, you don't know where your parents are, you're chilling out with the boys, you're doing the wrong thing, you're looking at the wrong thing, you spend hours on the net. And then when calamity hits, you sit there and say, Ya Allah, please help me. It doesn't quite work. Allah Azza wa Jal is the most compassionate, the most merciful. But still, he says, Mere bande, you've disobeyed me. You're now in difficulty and you're asking for my help. And he still helps us. It's time to think. There was a waqia that the scholars write, a story from a person in a village in Arabia, and he was called Jodan. And it's quite a famous story in the Arabian Peninsula. There's a man, he was quite well off, and one day he saw that he had camels and everything else, and he saw that one of his she camels was quite strong and it gave good milk. So he thought, wow, you know, this is a very expensive and very, you know, precious camel. And then he thought, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me. And I'm so lucky. My Lord is so, you know, compassionate and so merciful. I tell you what, I really love the she camel. I'm going to give it in the way of Allah. I mean, look at the madni soul. This is what you call a madni mindset. So he's proud of it. And the first thing that comes to his mind is, I love this. This is kind of a symbol of my, you know, success. But I want to give it away in the way of Allah. So he goes to one of his neighbors who is really poor. And, you know, they say, the scholars write that, you know, they didn't know where the next meal was coming from. He knocks on the door. He hands him the reins of the camel. And he says, this is a gift from me to you. Done. Goes back. Time carries on. One day, they're out searching for water. In the Arabian Peninsula during the summer, the water is a problem. So he's out with his son searching for water, and they come across a cave. He says to his sons, stay here, I'm going to go into the cave and see if I can find some water. He goes in, and he goes deep into the cave. And he gets stuck, and he can't get back out. He's stuck in this cave, he can't get back out. The sons wait. They try to search on the surface. They can't find him. And eventually, they think he must have passed away. They come back. They carry on. Everybody assumes he's passed away. About 2 days, 3 days into it, the sons sit down and they say, well, let's deal with the inheritance. That's what they do. And they said, this is yours, this is mine. But by the way, there was a very expensive she camel that our father gave to our neighbor. We should get it back because it's worth a lot of money. So they go and knock on the neighbor's door and they say, our father gave you this she camel, but we're here to take it back because father's passed away and we need that she camel. Poor man, he's not going to argue. He says, here, there you go. So a week's gone by, but it's 5 days that family has had the she camel. The last 2 days they haven't. But this person, this poor person, he goes out in search. They say we've searched everywhere. And because he had a special relationship with this man, Jodan, he went to the cave. He climbs into the cave and he goes deep inside it. And he finds him stuck. But he's still alive a week later. So he manages to get him out. There's mud and everything else. He manages to get him out. And he gets him out and he says, tell me this. How did you survive for 7 days in that cave without any food and water? He says, well, it was amazing. Every night, suddenly, a bowl of milk would appear next to my face. And for 5 days, that bowl of milk remained there. But on the fifth day, for some reason, it disappeared. The man says, I know why it disappeared. He says, because after you died, your sons came and took that she camel back. Me and my family, we had no food. So we used to drink the milk of that for our needs. And while we were drinking the milk, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed you in the cave with milk as well. And the day your sons took that back, the milk stopped in the cave as well. This is what good deeds do. Today, no doubt, we will be rewarded in the hereafter for our good deeds. But we need to think about this. There is a direct connection with the way you are, with the way that your life is. Now, the quality of your life is dependent on the quality of your good deeds. If you do these deeds for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, you will never attain piety until you spend in the way of Allah that which you hold dear. Sacrifice your time. You know, Jodan, he sacrificed that beautiful camel. And even in that moment of calamity in the cave, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with the milk. What have we done? It's time to think. You know, good deeds, they protect you. But listen to this as well, what the scholars write. Good deeds protect you against enemies, but they protect your family as well. They protect your children as well. They protect your parents as well. They protect your entire household from enemies, shaitan, everything. You know, they give you salvation in this world. They save you from dependency. They give you the barakats and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. They increase your lifespan and your willpower and your strength. They increase your honor and your dignity. And then it has a catch on effect. The more good deeds you do, the more Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you with further opportunities to do good deeds. So before you know it, Alhamdulillah, you are on this beautiful path of success in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The lesson from today is this, that when you do good deeds, remember that Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you in this world through different things. Ameen, bijahi Nabi Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Inspired bayan. Through this sunnah, inspired bayan, we learn.